Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 292. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. And for today's episode, I want to do one thing and one thing only. And that's that I want to hype you up. That's it. I just want to hype you up. And to the title, I want to remind you, remind me, remind all of us that we're all doing better than we think. Certainly better than we give ourselves credit for. And I can say that you are doing better than you think. And I don't really even need to know you, because I've found in my life, in the lives of my friends and talking to you all, that we very rarely, if ever, give ourselves enough credit. We don't give ourselves enough credit for anything, for our growth. And that's growth that really is just so obvious and something we should be proud of. But, you know, we're so focused on the next growth, the next thing, the bullshit that's frustrating us right now, that we forget that, yes, we are indeed doing better than we think, and we should be proud of that. So before I sat down here to record, I wrote down a bunch of things that I'm pretty confident you've done or you're doing. And these things, I'm hoping, will make you realize that you're doing great. You really are. And not like in a cheesy, you know, participation trophy patronizing way, but literally, you're doing great. And I say that because you don't need to only be proud of the big things you do in life. The headlines, the promotions, the times you stepped out and did big things, made big moves, big life changes, whatever. In fact, I think that those things are few and far between, because life, your life's happiness, your life's collective happiness is built on all of the little things you've done or are doing, because they add up and they might seem small, but they really matter. I heard that. Seriously, the small little steps of growth that you've taken or are taking, they matter. And I want to prove to you that despite you maybe not believing it, you're doing better than you think. And I want you to say that about yourself after listening to this, to join me in saying that, yes, this is true. Even if, you know, you're not where you want to be yet, even if there's still as obvious growth you're still working towards, even if you're still working through relationship issues, insecurities, whatever, you can still look at those things, these things that I'm about to list, and you could be like, yeah, you know what? I've done those things. I'm doing those things. I need to give myself more credit. So that's the vibe today. I'm going to hype you up. I'll get right into it. Thank you for sharing the podcast, all the ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for subscribing on Spotify. The show's number 5 there, which is insane. And of course, thank you for checking out newmindsetwhodis.com. It means a lot to me. I think in the same way that I'm going to hype you up right now, that hypes me up. You taking the time to share, to rate and review, to subscribe, to pick up a journal or two, that hypes me up. So thank you for that. So again, here we go. You are doing better than you think. That's quite the blanket statement. So how do I know that? Well, I made a list. I made a list of things that I'm confident you've done or are doing, and you probably don't realize that they're kind of a big deal. So here we go, in no particular order. You are doing better than you think because, first one, whether you realize it or not, you are standing up for yourself. And I know that's like number one cliche in the book, but without even knowing you, I'm pretty confident in saying that you've stood up for yourself recently more than you have in your past. You've said no when you used to want to say yes just to fit in. You've said no. You're okay with being awkward. You're okay with letting someone else down. You've moved on from being a perpetual people pleaser, and you might still struggle with that like so many of us do, but you're not afraid to embrace it. You're not afraid to stand out when you used to want to just fit in. And that might mean a lot of different things, but it might mean maybe you're annoying some people. Maybe you've disappointed some people. But regardless, you're moving in a direction where each time it's becoming easier and easier to prioritize yourself. Now think about it. I'm sure you've disappointed someone in the somewhat recent past. And if you're like me, in years past, that would have driven you crazy. Like letting someone down was always such a tough thing for me. Like I want everyone to be happy. But think about whatever recent instance you can. You said no when they wanted you to say yes. You chose yourself over them in some way. You chose your piece over their piece, whatever it is. And you're doing better because it holds less weight over you than it used to. And it might have taken a lot of strength and convincing to do whatever you did, but you're doing better because you're willing to step forward and do what's best for you. And in some small way, I'm confident you've done this. Maybe in dating, you've raised your standard and you're not afraid to respect it. At your job, you push back on unrealistic expectations. With your friends, you've moved away from people who don't fit your vision and towards people who do. You know, you're doing better than you think because you speak up for yourself and you respect your truth. And don't roll your eyes at that because I know in some way it's true. In some small way, even if it was only once, you've done this recently. And that's reason enough to know that you're doing better than you think. Because one time creates momentum. And sometimes all you need to fully live your truth and your best life and your standard is to start once and then never look back. So I'm confident in some way you've done that and you're doing better than you think. And another reason you're doing better than you think, and this is a big one, is you no longer have a mindset of wanting to get over things, to get over people, to get over breakups, to get over from betrayal, rejection, dishonesty, whatever. That was the old you, right? Always looking to get over things, always looking to find closure, to heal completely and quickly, to get back to 100%. But as you know, that's a struggle, right? And sometimes it's tough to escape a cycle of being hurt and then trying to get over it quickly. But you're doing better than you think because whether you realize it or not, you've recognized that it's more important for you to move on than it is for you to get over those things. You are prioritizing moving on instead of getting over, instead of finding closure. You're prioritizing moving on. And think about that. Like your mindset has evolved. You no longer put so much pressure on yourself to get over things. Get over it, get over it, get over it, because that's so tough. And yeah, of course, you're doing the work to make sense of certain things, to heal, to create your own closure, but you're getting less and less hung up on that. And instead, you're simply prioritizing moving on. You've done this, you're doing this, and I think you should be proud of that fact. You know, you feel what you need to feel. You have a past, maybe even some baggage you're bringing with you, but you're no longer allowing that to stop you from moving forward. And that's so big, honestly. I should probably do an entire episode on this, but you know, you're doing better than you think because you're purposeful. You're moving on instead of trying to get over things in a hurry. And that's big. And that's why you're doing better than you think. And you're doing all this because you realize that eventually, yes, you will create your own closure. Eventually, yes, you will overcome that hurdle, that betrayal, whatever it is in your past. But you've realized how important it is to move on instead of staying in one place, revisiting the pain, revisiting the hurt, revisiting whatever the frustration is that's nagging at you. And think about that in your life. I'm sure in some way it's true. You've moved on instead of staying in the same place, putting pressure on yourself to get over it, to figure it out. And you know, you're doing better as a result. You're doing better building off that because you've realized that in moving on, in prioritizing moving on, you've stopped running away from certain things. And this is a really subtle mindset, but it's one that I love to talk about, and it's one that I'm confident you're living. You used to run away from things. Running away from things used to be a big motivator. You'd run away from people who didn't treat you right. You'd run away from jobs that bored you. You'd run away from friends who didn't prioritize you. You'd run away from your own feelings of anxiousness or insecurity or whatever it is. Your focus would be on escaping those things, running away from those things with no real destination on the other side. But now you're doing better because in the same way, you no longer are pressuring yourself to find closure or to make sense of things immediately. Instead of running away from the negative things in your life as your sole motivator, you've reframed your mindset and now you're running towards the positive things you want. That is your motivator. You're motivated to run towards instead of away. And that might sound subtle, like, huh? But it really is huge, and you're doing it. You're no longer running away from the people who don't see you or who don't respect you. And instead, you're running towards people who do, people who love you, people who are compassionate for you and about you. You're no longer running away from that soul-sucking job. Instead, you're running towards a job that fuels your passion. You're no longer running away from being scared of being alone or of falling behind. And instead, you're running towards being happy with who you are and what you have today. And this is really, really big. Instead of trying to escape negative feelings, feelings like feeling lost, feeling unsuccessful, feeling rejected, instead of that, you're seeking out the feeling that you want, that you deserve, a vision for yourself that you have, the respect you want and you have, the curiosity that drives you. And that is so important. And because you're doing this, whether you realize it or not, you're doing better than you think. And what's more, in running towards those things instead of running away from the negative things, you've embraced a mindset that says, it says everything you need to know about yourself. It's that you're no longer putting so much pressure on yourself to always be going after better or more or some perfect version of you or some perfect version of someone else or some experience. And instead, you're simply embracing moving towards different. Different. And that is why you're doing better. You're not afraid of simply seeking out different. Different instead of perfection. Different instead of better. Different instead of more. And you're doing this because you realize that different might be exactly what you need. It might be the fuel you need to become more, to do better, to find better. And so you're not afraid of embracing different. Whereas I think before, personally, speaking from personal experience, different can be scary. Different can be interpreted as negative. Different is bad, but not anymore. And you're doing this. And because you're doing it, you're doing better than you think. Because you realize that every time you simply let your curiosity lead you to different, every time you leave the door open for different, you're growing. And there's no pressure in that equation to find better and do better, to level up in some way. You're simply embracing different as a motivator. Maybe that's you being open to dating a different, you know, type than you're used to. Maybe it's you trying something different, a different workout, a different activity, a different hobby, whatever. But think about it. That's not how we used to think. Always wanting better. That was the old mindset. Always needing better. Always wanting and pressuring ourselves to level up. And there's so much pressure obviously associated with that. And oftentimes those expectations aren't delivered. And then we get in this funk when that happens. But going after different always delivers different perspective. And that's great. Going on a date with a different type always delivers different perspective. Doing different on the weekend always delivers different perspective. Doing a different workout always delivers different perspective. Just doing the opposite of what you've decided to do in the past, that always delivers different perspective. And you're doing this. You're removing pressure for always be going after more and better. And instead, you're simply replacing it with a curiosity for different. And that's a power move, frankly, because it's in embracing different that you've come to realize that everything great in life comes from what you create of it. You realize that you don't go out and you don't, you know, stumble across and find closure. You don't find love. You don't find purpose. You don't find confidence. You create it and you're living this. And it's the last item I want to list here because it's big and it's why I know you're doing better than you think. You've moved on from hoping to find certain things in life. And instead, for a metaphor, a cheesy metaphor, you've put yourself in the driver's seat and you're creating those things instead. You're making the most of what you have, of the different you're embracing. Creating, not finding. Creating, not waiting for something to come to you. Creating, not hoping something is given to you. You're creating closure, not waiting to receive it. You're asking someone out, not waiting to be asked out. You're putting yourself out there, not hoping a new body will give you the confidence you deserve. You're creating the relationships you want with the person you want instead of hoping it magically comes to you, that it appears out of thin air. You're working to find or create your dream job, not hoping your current job turns into that thing. You're doing this in some small way. Those are just examples, of course, but you've assembled the ingredients to the things you want in life. And instead of hoping they magically come together, you're doing more. You're asking for more. You're asking for different. You're embracing those things because you've realized that you have the ability to create what you want in life. And this list like goes full circle because I know you're doing this for the simple reason that you're standing up for yourself more often. You're doing that. And that means you're creating instead of hoping to just find in life. And for that reason, and for all the reasons I've listed here, you're doing better than you think. So that's it. I'll end it right here. Shorter episode. And I hope you've been listening and you're nodding your head to some of these things. I hope you're saying, yes, you know, yeah. You know what? I see a lot of those things. I see some of those things. I see all of those things in my life. I am doing better than I give myself credit for. I am growing more than I've realized, and I'm proud of that. So I hope you're saying that. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. Tell them to hit subscribe. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.